Now some news from the world of sports, and the Boston Red Sox knew they would have a tough time scoring runs against Cleveland Indians ace Corey Kluber last night. Indeed, that was the case. Kluber struck out 12, but he did give up a solo home run to Mitch Moreland in the fifth inning, and ultimately the Red Sox came away with a 6-1 win. That's chiefly because Drew Pomeranz, who had to leave his previous start with back spasms, showed no lingering effects and was every bit as good as Kluber, striking out 9 while not allowing a run in 5 1/3 innings to win his 7th straight start. The Red Sox got a little bit of breathing room in the 8th inning when Kluber walked Brock Holt, then hit Eduardo Nunez with a pitch that, after Nunez had swung and missed so hard the previous pitch, that he fell down in the batter's box. It's a weird thing with pitchers that they feel a batter swinging so hard is trying to show them up, especially when in this case it was Nunez who suffered the embarrassment of twisting himself like a corkscrew into the dirt. But there's no doubt that Kluber meant to hit Nunez with the following pitch, and that emotional response cost him because it put Holt into scoring position with two outs, and Mookie Betts delivered him to home with a sharp RBI single to make it 2-0 Boston. Nunez got some measure of revenge himself in the ninth when he added insurance runs with a 2-run homer off reliever Brian Shaw. The Boston bullpen, very good in this one. Joe Kelly, Addison Reed, and Craig Kimbrell holding the Cleveland bats at bay except for Reed giving up a solo home run to Edward Encarnacion in the eighth. All good news for the Red Sox, who have their own ace Chris Sale going in the final game of the series tonight. News on the injury front, though, not so good regarding outfielder Jackie Bradley Jr., who was placed on the 10-day disabled list with a sprained thumb. Bradley's defense is irreplaceable, but he was also going through an excellent stretch at the plate, so it's unfortunate to have to put that hot streak on hold. The Red Sox did make a move to add some insurance, though, trading a minor league prospect to the Oakland A's to acquire Rajay Davis, the speedy outfielder who nearly won the World Series for Cleveland last year when his late-inning home run tied up Game 7 before the Chicago Cubs went on to win in extras. Davis provides solid outfield defense, though not at Bradley's elite level. He has struggled a bit at the plate this year, just a .233 batting average, but he's still got wheels even at age 36, and is 26-for-32 in stolen base attempts this year. The hope is that Bradley's injury won't prove to be too serious, but it's good to have a guy who can come off the bench and be a pinch-running threat in any event. The Red Sox again needed to win to keep the New York Yankees from creeping any closer to their first-place lead in the AL East because the Detroit Tigers are putting up as much resistance as a screen door would to a rhinoceros. In fact, the Yankees could have just sent Gary Sanchez out for the game and come away with a win. In Game 1, the Yankees catcher homered twice, and he went yard again in Game 2 last night, driving in 3 runs in the Yankees' 10-2 victory. Sanchez now has 26 home runs on the season, 10 of them in August. Luis Severino breezed through 7 innings for his 11th win of the year. Jordan Zimmermann gave up 7 runs, the third time in a row he's done that for Detroit, as their staff outside of Justin Verlander continues to pitch more like kittens than tigers. It would be nice if Michael Fulmer could salvage at least one game for Detroit in the series finale today when he opposes Jaime Garcia for New York, but I'm not counting on it, and neither should the Red Sox. So Sale will need to be, well, himself when he pitches for Boston tonight. The New York Mets are looking to the future, and they got a nice glimpse with 6 strong innings from rookie pitcher Chris Flexen and a home run from newbie Dominic Smith in a 4-2 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks last night. And the Toronto Blue Jays hit 6 home runs in a 7-6 win over the Tampa Bay Rays, Kevin Pillar breaking the tie in the 8th with his solo bomb. But the real story in baseball last night was lefty Rich Hill, formerly of the Boston Red Sox, now pitching for the LA Dodgers. Hill took a perfect game into the ninth inning against the Pittsburgh Pirates, and that perfect game was broken up only because Dodgers third baseman Logan Forsyth made an error at third base that allowed a runner to reach. But Hill still had a no-hitter intact, and he took that right into the bottom of the 10th inning in a 0-0 game. And because the baseball deities often display a streak of cruelty, Hill lost the no-hitter and the game when he gave up his only hit of the contest, a solo home run to Pittsburgh's Josh Harrison, marking the first time in Major League history that a no-hitter has been ruined by a walk-off home run. One night after allowing double digits in runs to the Lowell Spinners, the Vermont Lake Monsters turned the tables. They beat Lowell 15-2 in Massachusetts last night. Just about every Lake Monster had a big night at the plate, led by Anthony Cherlin, 4-for-6, a 2-run homer and a 2-run triple as part of a 4-run first inning for Vermont. They never looked back. The 15 runs were the most by a Lake Monsters team since 2005 when they put up that same number against Tri-City. Jesus Lazardo and Wyatt Marks combined to allow just 5 hits in the win for Vermont.